But we do need to go over some of the details of the response to the whole thing, because the response had holes all through it. Some of those holes were technical holes where we didn't have the equipment, it wasn't working appropriately, but other holes were human control holes where people weren't communicating effectively with each other, or there was technology that wasn't up to the job, but humans hadn't done what they needed to do to replace that technology. And it seems at times that the right hand didn't know what the left hand was doing. So it is entirely appropriate, in the name of Katrina Dawson and Tory Johnson, that we do look into what went wrong on the night of the siege. And I said yesterday, and I'll say again, and this comes from a fan of Catherine Byrne, the Deputy Police Commissioner made a mistake in going home on the night of the siege. Catherine Byrne was at the Police Operations Centre in Surry Hills. She went home at around about 10 o'clock at night, and that was hours and hours before the siege ended. She returned to her post about 5 o'clock the next morning. In comparison, the Deputy Premier and Police Minister, Troy Grant, he did not leave the State Crisis Centre in Redfern until about 6:30 or 7 o'clock the following morning, hours after the siege ended. He didn't leave, and this has been revealed by the Australian newspaper today, because as a former police officer, he thought it was his duty not to leave a live hostage situation. The Assistant Commissioner Jeff Loy also stayed on. So did the New South Wales Chief Health Officer Kerry Chant, because the emergency ward at St Vincent's Hospital was on standby. The Premier Mike Baird, the Police Commissioner Andrew Scipione, and the Minister for Police Stuart Ayres at the time left the State Crisis Centre at around about midnight. Andrew Scipione went home. He was picked up at 3:15 in the morning, we're told. Mike Baird and Stuart Ayres didn't go home. They instead checked into the Sheraton in the city. They were only there for an hour or two, and then they were straight back out, but they wanted to stay close to the action so that they could quickly be called and could get back in there, which they did. And out of all of these people, the Deputy Police Commissioner and the head of counter-terrorism, Catherine Byrne, went home first. She left at 10 p.m. Now, she says that her boss, Andrew Scipione, told her to go home. Sometimes bosses tell you to go home to get some rest because they care about you and they want to make sure that they're being compassionate. But I think everyone knows that you have a choice to say back to the boss, no, that's fine, boss, I'm staying right here, I'm seeing this thing through. And I think that Andrew Scipione was probably being considerate and polite by offering her the option of going home. But she is the head of counter-terrorism, and this was our first, some would argue, major terror event right in the heart of Sydney. And I think Catherine Byrne should have stayed.